I'm with James Rudd at Toaster News on Twitter, and I want to pose a very quick question. You don't have to answer very quickly. How do we save local press, printed press?
I think that's quite difficult, really, with the advent of the internet. Essentially, most local newspapers are weekly. There are some dailies, but many of those now probably are thinking we could not do the Monday, maybe the Tuesday, maybe even drop the Wednesday and end up coming out weekly, but once a week. I think really the problem is for the newspapers is that everything they pay per publish is old news. Everybody already knows about a lot of it. It's very hard to hold an exclusive. And really what they've got to do is embrace the internet. The difficulty is for them is that they added the internet as an add-on originally. So they said, well, we'll put some content on. We'll say to some of the advertisers, well, we'll give you the internet if you go in the newspaper. Really what they should have done is say, we'll give you the newspaper if you go on the internet. And if they'd done it that way round, the world would be different today for them. But they haven't, and therefore they've devalued the internet to their advertisers.
So who's reading local news?
I think local news is inevitably read by local people and some expats, people who used to live there.
I mean, kind of age range, because I see people going out and buying the local paper either at the older generation or, for me, for example, I get a free paper and I kind of read that because it's delivered to me whether I want it or not.
I think from a point of view of paid-for newspapers, I think people buying a house will buy them because they've mostly got the estate agent's ads in, although more of that's gone online now. I think they're probably an ageing population. My own best guess is probably could be as old as 35 or 40 plus.
Wow, that old.
Could be. Because everyone else is the internet generation. Mm. They're the Facebook generation or the MySpace generation if they're old enough. Mm. And so they'll be looking for their news online and from other methods.
So say, for instance, you weren't the person you are now. You've basically started a local newspaper totally online with Toaster News. If you were a print newspaper, would you look at dialing down the print side of things? Or would you make this complete switch? How would you go about saving your ass right now?
I think that what the thing that's important to remember is that the content is king. First thing to do is not to sack all the journalists, all the photographers, all the people who apparently don't add any revenue and just keep the advertising people, which is the knee-jerk reaction, because really they're the critical people. You've got to have content. Content must come first. If the content's good, it's local and it's relevant, people will read it and they will revisit. And from that, if there's readership there, advertising will follow. I think that what I would do is if I had a daily paper, I would look to go it once a week and use it as a roundup, like a Sunday paper is now of the previous week's news, and I would use it to promote the website. But everything would go online, and I would make everything iPhone friendly.
Very good. Very good idea there. Is it all doom and gloom, though?
No, it isn't. I think it's doom and gloom if you try to look at regions, because I think the future is hyperlocal. If you live in a small town or in any town, let's say Northampton, you live on one side of Northampton, why are you interested in things happening on the other side of Northampton? Why would you go to a shop on the other side? Why not go to the local one? And their business models don't provide to promote in small regions within a town, only on a feature basis. And when they're doing features, that's last-ditch advertising sales.
So to put you on the spot, do you want to summarise how do we save local news?
By first of all, more news, more photography, more local, publish it all and engage more with the readership and the local communities.
Is it important to be mainly online, or would you say there's still space for printed paper?
I think there'll always be space for printed publications. I do think that, however, there's more space online. There's unlimited space online. You're not restricted by your 16, 32, 72 pages.
Thank you very much, James.